Hello, and welcome to Interview with a Geek. I'm your host, John Knight. On this episode, I interview the animated Lego movie-making family, the Four Monkeys.
Please note, this week's program is audio only.
Hi. This show is going to be a little different in format. The family that I'm interviewing, the Four Monkeys, is the premier Lego animation team, as far as I'm concerned, out there. Sorry, folks. The Four Monkeys gotcha. Now, that being said, they're a family first, and they prize their privacy. I respect that. As a single dad, I think that's pretty darn cool. So, they were very, very kind in allowing me to make special arrangements so that my questions could be asked in advance via email, and they took their own time recording the answers to those questions. And that's what you're going to be hearing tonight. So, while you won't be getting to hear me ask the questions, you will get to hear some of the neatest Lego animators out there tell their tale. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Hi, John. Thanks for having us. May the force be with you.
So, first question. Can you tell me how the Four Monkeys site and the videos got started?
So, how the Four Monkeys site and videos got started, I'll let you take that one since you kind of set up the...
Well, you set up the account.
That was so long ago, I forgot.
We first set up the Four Monkeys account about a year before we started making videos. We thought we might one day want to make videos. I think this was 2007. And made the account and didn't really touch it for about a year. And that's how we first got the account. Then about a year later, I bought some stop motion software, iStop Motion, just to because I thought it'd be fun to play around with, and I used things as far as for like Fisher-Price toys all the way to Matchbox cars. And about that point, my son brought to my attention Forest Fire 101's videos, and I thought I could do something similar, and went for it, and here we are.
So who exactly started playing with Lego first?
Of course, I guess the kids really started playing with Legos from a small age, and we'd help them put their sets together. So playing with Legos was way before the making of the videos, because who doesn't love playing with Legos? They're cool. I used to have fun making all the sets and building all the houses when he was too young, and then before long he was old enough to do it all himself. Yeah. Now our daughter's doing the same thing. We give her a set, she looks at the instructions, and she puts the whole thing together herself. It's pretty cool.
And we made some pretty killer mocks probably about 5 or 6 years ago on the kitchen table. Don't think we ate there for a while, but we had some huge city blocks set up. That's when we didn't have a lot of Lego. It was still a lot.
Yeah, but it was fun just playing with them and making the big cities and just seeing that. And it started with really just playing with them like that.
Yeah, but yeah, we took some pictures of them. We ought to post those sometime. They were fun.
So, do you guys consider yourselves adult fans of Legos?
Well, we are definitely adult fans of Legos. No doubt about it. We're more like adult addicted. We're addicted adult fans of Lego.
It's relaxing putting the models together, but then it's also relaxing actually animating, doing the stop motion. I guess what's not relaxing is doing all the voices, but you know. And I think you like that though. I'm not a fan of the voices.
Yeah, I enjoy doing the voices and doing the different characters. Yeah, I have a lot of fun doing that. And you know, Lego sets are not just for boys. They do have a lot that are geared towards girls. But you know, if you think about it, what's the appeal about the Lego sets? They're like tiny little dollhouses. You know, you have these adorable. Well, I mean, they're adorable little sets with little people that you just
move around. Action figures.
Action figures. Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, fun for all ages. They don't break. They totally stand the test of time, and they're cool. I mean, How can you not love Lego, right?
It costs too much.
Well.
Okay.
But they last a long time. Yeah. And no, we don't get paid for saying this.
I wish we did.
Yeah.
Have you been to a Lego convention yet?
Have not gone to a convention yet.
Have not. Sadly, have not gone to a convention yet. Would definitely like to one day. Would definitely be a lot of fun meeting some of our other compadres.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe if things work out with Brick Flicks, we can go to that one, and we'll go to the convention that's associated with it up in Raleigh. I think it's Raleigh, North Carolina, either that or Durham. I think it's in Durham or Raleigh, North Carolina. Anyway,
we could
try to get to see that, but that we haven't gone yet. Really want to go.
Yeah, we'd love to actually go to Australia due to the Brickvention. Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Right.
Doing this together as a family, what do you think the benefits are for your kids?
I think this hobby is a great benefit for the kids. Anybody who makes the videos, uses the imagination in just the best way possible. It's a great learning experience. Yeah,
hopefully it teaches a little patience. If you're doing stop motion animation,
definitely need a lot of patience.
I'm surprised that our daughter can.
She'll be down there for hours.
Yeah.
Animating, and she doesn't even want to come up to eat until she's done. No, I got to finish this. Got to finish. it's definitely we encourage especially kids to use their imaginations, and you know everybody's like, well, where do you get the ideas from? I mean, you know, everybody watches TV shows, whether it's cartoons, movies,
mm-hmm.
and everybody has an imagination. You just kind of got to tap into it, let it go, and see where it takes you. But I mean, that's the great thing about the Lego and the imagination. You can do anything you want. It's not a hard thing to do. There's a lot of inexpensive equipment you can purchase to do it, so it's not something that has to be an expensive hobby. You know, making mocks is fun too. I mean, just anybody can put things together. It's like, oh, look, you start. It's just a question of getting started. Once you start putting the pieces together, it's like, oh, that kind of looks like this, and let me do that, and it really is fun.
What advice would you give to other geek Lego families?
Do it. Absolutely do it. And especially if you can, you know, a lot of these kids do it by themselves, but if the parents can get involved too, it'll make it more fun for the kids. It's a great thing for you to do together. Bonding, what better bonding experience than to make videos and put Lego pieces together and build things together, create your own cities. And mm-hmm. once you've done that, then you've pretty much got halfway there. Once you build the set and all that, then it's really easy to film it after that. Great bonding experience,
mm-hmm.
great creativity, really get the brain going, and it's a fun, harmless hobby. I mean, that's really, you know, get the kids off the streets and get them in the studios animating. You know,
get them off the video games. There
yeah.
What other sorts of hobbies or activities do you guys enjoy?
Is there anything else other than Lego?
No.
I didn't think there was anything other than Lego.
Well, our son is a very avid video game player, but that sort of made it to where I don't want to play it as much because he keeps kicking my butt. Hold on.
We have a visitor.
Hey, come here.
He is sorry,
that's okay.
Okay, well, come here. Do you do geeky stuff? Like make movies with Lego?
Huh?
Do you make movies with Legos?
What does your shirt say?
Be nice to nerds.
Be nice to nerds, yeah, with a monkey on it. Yeah. How cute is that?
Cute.
Very cute.
When's your next movie coming out?
I don't know.
Well, it's sort of like Lego, but it's not. We run a website called the Brick Filmers Guild, where it's like Facebook, but for brick filmers, where you can put up your own videos and pictures and link to other brick filmers on the site. That's pretty geeky running a website, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, it definitely fits in that category. It's kind of like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube all rolled into one cool place.
Yeah, but
and even a store, which we're still working on. So pretty much all your brick filming needs and information. Mm-hmm. News section that, you know, tells you everything that's going on in the world of...
Great news section, yeah. Which I've been working on because I'm terrible at writing. Good but job.
So, yeah. But that's other than Lego. So, no, I don't think we can get away from Lego. I think we're pretty much attached to Lego. That's about it.
Okay.
Do you collaborate with any other brick filmmakers?
Totally.
We definitely collaborate with other brick filmers, and we've been very lucky to do so. Some of the famous ones that we've been lucky enough to work with would be Forest.
Forest Fire 101. Well, of course, you know, to
Keshen has lent his voice. Blob Studios. Spugastu. Gareth.
Zach
MG.
I mean, we're very fortunate to work with a lot of very most talented people. Really, yeah, we're very lucky. They're awesome.
Yeah, we sometimes do a little bit of an all-star cast, and it gets a little crazy. And sometimes it's uncalled for, but we love doing it because we love hearing everybody's voices.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun collaborating with the other people. I mean, they're real talented, so to be a part of their videos, which we enjoy watching so much, it's really fun to be a part of that, and nice to work with other professional people that you can count on. It's, when you need voices, it's nice to call on one of them, knowing that they're going to do a great job and it's going to sound good. And that is all part of, making a good video that people enjoy watching.
Duh.
Yeah.
So what can you tell me about the Four Monkeys being so private and anonymous?
It's cool, right?
We're like masked wrestlers.
Right, it adds to the
mystique. Yeah, there we go. there's a lot of creepy people in the world, and we don't get paid any money really for this, and there's no point of becoming famous and having creepy people know exactly what you look like and whatnot. So
especially when you have kids. I mean, yeah. I talk to a lot of kids and hear a lot of their stories, and people kind of look to me for advice, especially the young ones. And it's kind of sad, a lot of the stories that I hear from them, that other kids in their school find out what they do and they make fun of them, and to the point where they actually give up, making their brick films and doing what they enjoy because other people are, butting their nose into somebody else's business and it's really not their concern. And I really, it bothers me a lot to hear that. Everybody has the right to do what makes them happy, as long as you're not hurting anybody else. This is an awesome hobby, and for somebody else to make fun of it because they don't understand it, or I think a lot of times because they're jealous, is really unfair and very sad. I don't think anybody should give in to what other people say either, and which is a nice reason and one of the main reasons we do keep private. We don't want anybody bothering our kids and making fun of them for something they don't understand, or just because they don't want to do it, or they're jealous. There's no need for that. So this way, this allows us to do the hobby that we enjoy, makes us happy, and we don't have to worry about anybody noticing us in public. We can eat in peace, and buy Legos in peace. Lego. And anyway.
What up?
I finished.
All right.
Okay, hold on. We got one more question here, okay? Maybe you can help
close
us.
The door?
Okay. Close the door.
You're just going to have to keep it quiet, though, while we...
Tell you
oh, okay. Well, what that's fine. We'll be down in a little while.
What tools services would you like to see to support brick films, either from Lego or the online community?
The bottom line for the privacy is mainly for our kids, because we don't want anybody. We want them to just live normal lives, do what they want to do without being bothered by anybody else and anybody trying to influence them, on what they want them to do instead of what our kids want to do themselves. You know. Yeah.
We're pretty safe. We're fairly small, but you never know. There's creepy.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. So then
yeah,
we go on to 10.
That was his question.
That was the question. So, well, I'm a stumper. That's why I don't do live interviews. That's a tough question. One of the things that is interesting, we have Comcast cable, and you can do on demand and get to some Lego channel, and there are a few brick films on there. At least, we are seeing on our cable channel that we can see a few brick films. Most of them are the computer animated ones, but there were some real stop motion animated ones, especially like the car one. the Cars one, I think it was Cars 2, but and a few other ones on there that are really excellent.
But they're, but you know, they're starting to do more things now. What's that other one where they're going to be using Lego stop motion in that that you put on the Brick Filmers Guild website in the news?
That's actually going to be with some computer generated, but it's going to look like kind of almost like stop motion. They're going to use someone from Robot Chicken, which is half the reason a lot of people that do this are in this. This is a, you know, one of the things that it was Robot Chicken was out, and I think that's when I decided to do the stop motion on the computer just for the fun of it with the Hot Wheels cars. And as you know, it was about that time when you saw that on the TV. But it's cool to see that the, you know, the least Lego does that. They have their own Lego channel where they do a few videos.
But
these, you know, these contests they're doing lately. They did one for DC Comics, whatever the DC characters, and they're also doing one for the Christmas one, holiday one for Star Wars, which will be going all the way until the end of the year.
So they're promoting people. They're promoting stop motion.
They're also saying you can, you know, you could draw it or just take a mock scene of something. But I would hopefully think that the stop motion artists get a little leg up because they put a lot of work into their efforts. And it's good to see the stop motion people win one here and there.
And there's a lot of things, a lot of great software and things that are being created to help Brick Filmers, you know, animate. And, you know, and that's nice to see,
if
too.
If we can products that we can put out on our website besides some jewelry,
we're going to be putting it there, too.
Have a place to put things. You know, I think lighting is definitely a direction our... you know, cheap, affordable lighting for doing brick filming would definitely be something cool to a market to see happening. But we'll see. We'll see what happens.
But surely Lego is recognizing the fact that it is popular. I'm sure they must know about the YouTube sites and seeing how people are using their product.
It's free advertising for themselves. You know, that's for sure.
You know, the more people brick film and the more it gets out there, the...
Cool.
The longer it will go on, I think, you know. Yeah. Brick film's forever, right?
Well, I think it's a fun hobby.
For the win.
I think it's a fun hobby. And
it's a great hobby. Totally recommend it to anybody.
It's working with new technology to do kind of old school filmography. And it's real fun to do. And you got, you know, unlimited options with building whatever world you want and stop motion recording it.
And, you know, for those people who are... thinking of getting into it, you know, it's not necessary to work with the big name people. You know, the most important thing about any hobby is to just have fun, because the more fun you have, the more apparent that's going to be in your videos, because people are going to see that you're enjoying it. It's going to come across nicer, and it's going to be more fun for someone else to watch. If you like it and you like what you do, then chances are someone else is going to like it too.
Well, I hope we gave you a little insight to what the Four Monkeys are, and hope you watch our videos and subscribe
to us. Are we
really
monkeys? Oh, nobody ever asked. You know, people do like to know, are we really monkeys?
We're all monkeys at heart.
Yeah, we are.
Bye-bye.
We monkey around all the time.
Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
See ya.